Welcome back, Faith Builders, to our next series of podcasts. We are going to be switching topics now from discipleship to prayer. Without prayer, we aren't able to receive and use the tools we need to carry out our role as disciples of Christ. Today, however, we're just going to be answering the simple question of what is prayer before we go deeper into answering personal questions about prayer. Growing up, I was very fortunate and blessed to have two parents who were deep into the Catholic faith and taught us all the formal Catholic prayers, especially the rosary. I can't remember a day going by that I wouldn't see my mom kneeling and saying a novena for one intention or another. During Lent, we would say the rosary together as a family, and since there were five of us, we would each take a turn leading a decet. My brother, sister, and myself had learned early on not to giggle or distract each other, because then we would have to start over, and that 20 minutes of prayer would become 30 or 40 minutes, and we'd be missing out on one of our nightly TV programs. After a few times of doing this, usually it only took the look of one of my parents to get us back on track. Growing up with parents from the pre-Vatican II era, we knew our prayers and the importance of prayer, but there was not a lot of emphasis on building a personal relationship with God. My parents were of the generation where discipline and obedience were important, but not questioning authority. As I grew up, I had a harder time concentrating on my prayers because they were so rote and I easily got distracted. Naturally, I'm an easily distracted person to begin with, so praying this way was a real struggle for me. Making time to pray became a chore, but I also felt a sense of guilt or regret by not praying. After I went to college, I was fortunate enough to start dating someone who was also strong in his faith, and we would attend Mass together weekly. We eventually got married and had three beautiful children, who we also wanted to grow up strong in their faith. When they were younger, we would kneel together as a family and recite the same prayers we were taught when we were younger. We would also go around and see something that we were grateful from that day. Now, it was also during this time that I was changing careers, went back to school part-time, and started taking faith-based classes at a local Catholic college. This is when I really started to understand what prayer was and how transforming it can become. What I discovered for myself is that prayer is just a form of communication. What was ironic about this realization was that my first degree that I received when I started dating my husband was in communication. One of the key components of communication is that in order for it to be effective, it has to be two-way. There's the speaking part, but even more important than that is the listening part. And just like prayer, you have formal as well as informal methods. I grew up only learning one way to pray, but like communication, it is a tool you use to build relationships, and there are so many ways to do it. When I made this connection, prayer took on a whole new meaning for me. You can use prayer to express praise, thankfulness, sorrow, joy, and regret. It can be verbal or nonverbal. You can use spoken words or written words, instruments, singing and dancing, or art. When I say the rosary now, I can use the rote prayers that I learned as a child in a meditative, repetitive way to help reflect on the different stages of Christ's life that are highlighted in the mysteries. One of my favorite ways to pray is by taking a walk on a nature trail and just having a simple conversation with God, but also remembering to be silent at times so that I can listen to Him as well. Prayer has now become such an important part of my life, and I've seen and experienced so many graces through it. Next time, we'll discuss how and when God answers our prayers. But until then, stay hopeful, be prayerful, and keep building the faith.